Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike, it's another Thursday here in Western New York, and Thursday in Maine. It's a big thing that you guys have been doing now all this year. What can we expect on Thursday night?
Well, this Thursday we have a very interesting group. It's a local talent group, but they're going to put on a great show, Functional Flow. You know, the music in Buffalo is universal. This is the type of music that will get people up to dance. They'll have an opportunity to take a look at some beautiful buildings while they're in downtown Buffalo. The music, we'll have plenty of food, and we'll also have very cold beverages, adult beverages. We have some of the greatest Canadian beer, Labatt's, and American beer, Big Ditch, will be serving their beer. And people should just take an opportunity to come down and check it out. It's a little bit like Thursday at the Square used to be.
Before we started this interview, people should know that Buffalo Place, which you're the executive director of, has had a big role in the revitalization of downtown Buffalo, just getting people to be interested once again in downtown Buffalo, and it's something that took several years.
Well, you know, we started a series that came from Richmond, Virginia, 31 years ago, and it turned into Thursday at the Square. You know, you go back to your roots. Right now, where Thursday in Maine is located is where Thursday at the Square began. It was a vacant lot, and now it's a beautiful two buildings with a beautiful public space called Fountain Plaza. During the wintertime, you can skate there, and during the summertime, you can listen to great music. And we were fortunate enough to bring Thursday at the Square to Lafayette Square, and we ran it there for 24 years and transitioned down to Canal Side, and Canal Side's still providing great music. So as an organization, we are tied to the music of downtown Buffalo, and it's a great way to bring people to downtown Buffalo.
The timing of what you all did this most recent year is very interesting, and I wanted to ask you about it. And that's Canal Side last year, and for the past few years, it's been a staple. Thursdays at Canal Side. But this year was the first time that Canal Side decided we're not doing any more Thursday shows, or at least regular Thursday shows. They're all over the place now. But you guys come in at Buffalo Place with Fountain in Maine, and you have this idea of, okay, we're going to be bringing Thursday concerts back. Was that a coincidence by that, or was that planned because that void needed to be filled for Thursdays?
Well, you know, we're partners with Be Our Guest. We work with them down at Canal Side. What we thought was we could complement it. You know, there's nothing like going out and listening to great music in any downtown. So our concerts always start early because, you know, we want after work people coming out of M&T Bank, coming out of the federal or state or city office buildings, all the public workers and private workers downtown. We want to give them a chance to stay in downtown Buffalo. So what a way to do it was to have music, have some beverage, and our event's over at 8 o'clock. Canal Side usually doesn't start gearing up until 8 o'clock. And the train station's right there, and it's only three stations away. You could have stayed at, and you can still on a Thursday night if they're doing concerts down there. You can start at Fountain Plaza at Thursday in Maine and continue down to Canal Side and have a whole night of entertainment in downtown Buffalo. Or if you just stop at our event and you want to go out, think of the 27 bars and restaurants within walking distance of Maine and Chippewa. It's the music that attracts you, and then it's everything else around downtown Buffalo that keeps your attention down here.
It's very interesting, the music scene here in Western New York, because on Tuesdays, you can go up to Art Park in Lewiston and see a concert every single Tuesday. On Wednesday, well, you can head to Larkinville. Sure. Thursdays, you can head to Fountain in Maine. And then, obviously, there's a bunch of other things happening on weekends and other days of the week as well. This is an interesting question that some of us have been talking about, is there such a thing as having too much music? Is that a bad thing? Is there an oversaturation of music?
I don't think so. I think, you know, if you take a look at the population of Western New York and you take a look at the different venues that are out there, music is a universal language. People love to listen to music. If you're driving down the street, more than likely you're listening to music or a good talk show. Or, you know, there's a lot of people that like sports talk shows. But music attracts people. And we have such a short summer in Western New York, if you really think about it. From Memorial Day to Labor Day is 15 weeks. 15 weeks out of how many weeks in a year? So you have to cram it in, and people have options here. And hopefully every venue that's putting on an event, they have fine weather, because weather can dictate to you whether or not people are going to show up. And I think as long as you put on a quality act, people are going to respond. And I think Western New York loves their music.
That's got to be tough as a promoter, though, right? To try to constantly compete with other people in all these other different days, I would imagine.
Well, I can remember when Thursday at the Square was the only game in town. And we're so pleased that there's so many events out there now that are geared towards music and getting people. Because music can calm you down. It can get you excited. It's just a wonderful thing to spend your time doing, is having a couple cold beverages, having some friends around, and listening to some great music or dancing to the music. There's no downside to that.
Mosh pits always calm me down. You know how those work.
Well, mosh pits used to give us a little bit of angst years ago at Lafayette Square. But the good news is, in all the years that we ran Thursday at the Square, we never had one incident that we had to make an arrest or had to take somebody out by an ambulance. People showed up. They had a great time. And when the event was over with and we used to play the Downtown song by Petula Clark, people walked away singing that song. It was music to my ears.
You know, those mosh pits, you walk out with a couple bruises, but you'll be fine all in all, right?
I never experienced them. I've seen them, but I was never a part of one.
Hey, so we've seen so much of a growth of music in Western New York. It started with you all 30-some-odd years ago, and obviously there's so much out there now. Where do you see the future of music in Western New York going in terms of festivals, whether it's weekly, daily things in some cases? What's the future of music in Western New York?
It's funny, because you got to give credit to one bank, M&T Bank, who started a music event at noon 50 years ago, and it's still going on. I see the music scene is getting nothing but stronger. I see younger people. I see more younger people in Western New York, and in specifically downtown, and you have to believe that the young people are going to be attracted to music. You have to believe that it's going to be nothing but an uptick, and it's going to continue to grow. We have more music venues in downtown Buffalo today, live music with the Town Ballroom right next door to us. Shays Buffalo is bringing in live music. Key Center, they bring in live music. I think it's just going to continue to grow and be a good thing for Western New York.
And, of course, there's been a lot of discussion. We have Steve Rinaldi telling us from Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation that, Canal Side, once it starts to develop a little bit more, it might not have concert necessarily. That's not a problem. They're planning to move it to the outer harbor. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, I think Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation has done a great job stewarding the waterfront. And if they want to do concerts on the outer harbor, I wish them well. One of the reasons that we like concerts in downtown Buffalo is the spinoff effect. Once you park your car in downtown Buffalo and you go to a concert, you can go to so many different bars and restaurants at night. You can go to Chippewa Street, which is an entertainment district that very few cities have. Some cities have entertainment districts. We have a true entertainment district. It's called Chippewa Street. What's happening down at Canal Side now is great. I think they'll find that there will be some bars and restaurants that will probably locate down there, so there will always be music at Canal Side.
Gotcha. So music's not going anywhere.
I think music's always going to be there. It's a universal language.
All right, Mike, anything else you want people to know?
Enjoy the rest of your summer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.